Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network. You are what you eat. Did you hear me? This truth is very, very important. Let me tell you a sad report, one of the saddest reports I've read in recent times. You know, the Philippines is supposed to be a good place, like demographically and economically, like in the future, where they're seeing a lot of economic growth. Why? We have a young population. And whenever there's a young population entering the marketplace, you know, working and earning, that is supposed to be very, very good for our future. But, and there's a big but, there is a group, a sector of society, poor children who are growing up malnourished. So yes, we have a young population, but you've got this group of people. And have you ever visited the slums? I have. And I've seen it with my own two eyes. Babies and toddlers growing up every day eating instant noodles and rice with patis or whatever. And others, you know, sweet stuff, candy, etc. And they're not eating fats, they're not eating protein, they're not eating the right nutrition. And so because of that, their brains become underdeveloped. And so they become intellectually challenged as they grow up. They won't be able to get good jobs, and they won't be able to earn enough money. And so what happens is that it's going to be a cycle. They're going to have children who will also be poor. They will also grow up malnourished. My friend, this doesn't only happen to the poor, by the way. You could have money and just choose the wrong food. You can just be eating sugar after sugar and sugary, sugary stuff. And because you can afford it, but you're not eating the right meals. And so this is what happens. We are what we eat. Now, this might be true physically. You are what you eat. But this is also true emotionally, psychologically, mentally, spiritually. Yes. You are what you eat. Like, can I ask you this question? You see, they say that in the Philippines, people are in social media 3 to 4 hours every single day, and another 4 hours online watching stuff. Now, what do you ingest through social media? What do you ingest when you're watching these shows? What kind of values do you get? You are what you eat emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Think of the conversations that you have. Think of the friends that you hang out with. What are the things you talk about? What do you fill your mind and your heart? And spiritually, in our gospel for the day, Jesus said, He is food. Are you eating Jesus in the Eucharist? Are you receiving Him in prayer and in the Word? Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we want you. I want you. Help me, Lord, to receive you more in prayer and in scripture. And when I go to the Eucharist, I celebrate you. Help me to receive you in body and blood, life, soul, and divinity. In Jesus' mighty name, nourish and satisfy my deepest hunger and need, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Friend, do you feel fear in your heart right now that your money is stuck? It's not growing. Your needs are growing, but your money is not and will not be enough to meet your needs. There is a solution. It doesn't have to be that way. How? Come and join our seminar. There is a seminar that's happening near you. Click the link below. Make it happen. It's your turn. Start growing in financial abundance. Click that link, and I'll see you there.